You're asking another question about the, what is the secret of successful preaching? How to be a successful preacher? Of course, just to be a little humorous, one devotee was asked this question, and he's one famous preacher, and he said, quote a shloka and crack a joke. But actually, in all seriousness, the secret is told in the Anchi Lila. There's a verse by Vallabha Bhattacharya. He says, Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vina Nai Tara Pravartan. Krishna Shakti Bina. If someone doesn't have power, potency, what power? Krishna Shakti, Krishna potency. Then he cannot establish this Dharma of Kali Yuga. What is the Dharma of Kali Yuga? There, Anyata. There's no other Dharma but Krishna Nam Sankirtan. In the age of Kali, this is the religion, chanting Krishna's name. If one does not have power from Krishna, he can't do it. So Krishna, he is beyond this material world. He's transcendental. So there's really nothing in this world that can please him. Whatever the devotees offer, including their words, our words are an offering to Krishna. We're speaking as an offering to Krishna. We're chanting as an offering to Krishna. These words are made of bhakti, which is Krishna's sarup shakti, internal spiritual energy. So this is what gives the empowerment. This is what gives the ability to preach. There's something mixed in the words of a devotee. It is the bhakti shakti added to the devotee's sincere desire to glorify Krishna that empowers the devotee's words and brings Krishna's pleasure. So this energy, this bhakti shakti, actually becomes activated and enters the living entity when he fully surrenders and accepts his position as an eternal servitor of Krishna. When we become a surrendered servant to the Guru and Krishna, and we submit ourselves to carry out the order of the Lord, then we're actually Sevan Mukha. And at that time, the spiritual energy gradually reveals the Lord to the devotee. Full surrender brings enlightenment. Preaching depends on mercy, which is a type of shakti or power from the Lord, the bhakti shakti. Another point about, in general, pragmatic way, a successful class, we call it the three E's of a good class. A good class should educate the public about the science of bhakti yoga, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, and the sambandha abhideya prayojan of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. And there should be enlightenment, not only education but enlightenment. Somehow the audience should be enlightened. Then last E is entertainment. Education, enlightenment, and entertainment. This is, of course, telling stories about Krishna's Leela, Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Not that we're some type of stand-up comedian. We may make light, make some comic comments on the modern world or family relationships or the mundane endeavors of materialistic people. But it's all in a very serious tone. But still a little light humor helps the philosophy go down and more easily, so to speak.